Hey, everybody, it's me, Tony Danza. Hey, thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast, but I got to tell you something. Look, you guys don't need to choose between price and quality when you're trying to get the most amazing and affordable shave. Dollar Shave Club is the answer. Yeah, it's going to prove how amazing their shave really is. Right now, they're going to give you your first month free to join the club. That's right. DollarShaveClub.com delivers amazing razors right to your door for a third of the price of what those greedy razor corporations charge. Fuck those guys. Seriously, I have no reason to deal with the drugstore hassle and battle the locked-up razor fortress ever again. Fuck those guys. All you got to do is go to DollarShaveClub.com, pick a razor that works for you from their lineup of amazing blades. And that's it, okay? You get a first-class shave when you use the Executive Blade, and when you use the Dr. Carver Shave Butter, sounds kind of dirty. You can use it on women, too. The blade just gently glides for the... Glides. Boy, I'm a little hammered right now. For the smoothest shave ever, with Dollar Shave Club, you can look, smell, and shave like $1 million without even paying for it. So here's what you do. Go to DollarShaveClub.com, okay? All you do is pay for shipping, all right? But the first month of being in the club is free. Quality products at an affordable price. And guess what? After that, it's a few bucks a month. No long-term commitment, no hidden fees. There's no reason not to do it, baby. So get your shit together, baby, and get a smoother, cleaner face with the best razor in the business. Go to DollarShaveClub.com/ALN and start your free month now. All right. Enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Thank you for listening to the show. Happy Monday, baby. The Monday before Thanksgiving. So, man, hope you're trying to take it easy this week. Reflect, okay, reflect on this new America we're living in. The first Thanksgiving in Trump America. Fuck. But you know what? Be thankful. Count your blessings, all right? There's a lot of bullshit out there. And we all have something to be thankful for. You know what I'm saying? So find that. Recognize it, talk about it, love it, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Great weekend of shows. I was at Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland for the first time. So fun. Great staff, killer room, shows were dope. Took some great video. I think I'm going to post some clips from that that weekend. And we got a new ALN pod fan of the week from Timonium, Maryland. Drove 2 hours to see me, and I'm talking about Brett Small, baby. This week's ALN, fan of the week. Brett was the shit, man. Came up, was like, I drove 2 hours. At one point during the show, he just yelled out, About Last Night podcast. I was like, all right, man, fucking what? Out of context. but, dude, appreciate you coming out to the show, making that trip, and listening to the pod. Hope you've been enjoying all the past episodes. And hope you enjoy today's episode with 9-time guest. I believe that's the record. Nobody's been on more than this guy. We love him. You love him. He always crushes. Today is no different. Brent Morin returns to the About Last Night podcast, where we discuss, I mean, every time he comes on, there's just so much to talk about, and we cover brand new topics. We talked about Brent writing his new hour, post on Brent Morin, his Netflix special, which is still available. Go check it out. We talk about what our catchphrases would be if we had our own dolls. Brent was on the lip sync battle with Chris D'Elia, of course, hosted by LL Cool J. He breaks down that experience, which is just so funny to hear. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. We also talk about significant roles in each of our careers and do a little intense Inside the Actor Studio discussion of that with some hilarious theme songs behind them. One in particular that I fucking... Oh, man, you're just going to enjoy it. Wait for that moment. It's about 3/4 through the episode. We also talk about Trump. This is one of our first episodes post-Trump, and we get into it and share some hilarious insights, some genuine concerns, but it's funny and enjoyable. And, you know, another classic Brent Morin episode. So enjoy the hell out of this one, and follow Brent on Twitter, at Brent Morin. Me on Twitter, at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast, at ALN Podcast on Instagram, Adam Ray 33 on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram. Come see me this weekend, baby, after Thanksgiving. I'm in Tempe, Arizona at the Tempe Improv. I love this club so much, bringing Sandy Danto and Avery Pearson doing some music, some improvised music on top of the stand-up. November 25th through the 27th, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tempe Improv, get your tickets at improv.com or adamraytv.com. And then next weekend, I'm in Sacramento, California at the Punchline, another one of my favorite clubs, December 1st through the 4th. Punchline in Sacramento. Get your tickets at punchline.com or adamraytv.com. And then Seattle, I'm coming for you, baby. December 23rd, the Columbia City Theater in downtown Seattle. 7 o'clock, one night only, one show. Come out and see me. It's going to be a blast. Bring in Sandy D'Antonio, Avery Pearson to that one, too. So I cannot fucking wait. Going to have some surprises in store as well. Some local talent. Come get your tickets, adamraytv.com for all that info. Brad Williams this weekend is on the road. He is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the Improv, November 25th through the 27th. Get your tickets at improv.com. And then Brad, December 1st through the 3rd, is in Indianapolis at Crackers, the Broad Ripple Crackers in Indianapolis, December 1st through the 3rd. Get your tickets for Brad shows at, I think, crackers.com. EstoyMerchandise.com for all your ALN merch, hats, shirts, mugs, posters. Go there, get them, bring them to the shows. We'll sign them. Signed about, I don't know, 15 shirts this weekend. That was fucking cool. So thanks for that. And thanks for all your love and support through Twitter and email. We've been getting a lot of really sweet emails recently just about people enjoying the pod and their long, you know, days at work and how we help bring some joy. So especially during, again, this shift in our country's history, it is nice to know that you're contributing to some happiness in unexpected ways. So thanks for all your love and support. Tell somebody about the podcast. If you haven't done it this week, do it. Tell a friend. Say, hey, there's this dope podcast about last night. The guys are hilarious. They've got a lot of great episodes, great guests. Check it out. It's easy. Download it. Listen to it. Tell one of your friends. And just spread the good word. That's what we're trying to do this holiday season. So many great apps coming up. Of course, Neil Patrick Harris in a couple weeks, which I cannot wait to drop. Some other really great bookings that we just lined up. More Mad TV cast members. Some best of episodes that'll be coming up over the holidays like we did last year. And I think that's it. All right. So now that we got the tour dates out of the way, those are the Twitter handles. That's the merch info. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the one and only 9-time guest, Brent Morin.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Well, hey, you were a star on live TV, so you know the deal.
Yeah, well, multicam. Thank you, Adam.
Everyone always thinks you. I'm coming at them for a minute.
Well, I mean, you have soft hands and you have warm eyes. So when you come at you with the hand out like that, you're like, is this the moment?
Oh, you took it sexual. I thought you meant it violently.
Yeah. Do you ever? What's the last time you violently flinched?
Are there a
possible fight, or did some, like, a bird flew by me at about 40 miles an hour 3 days ago, no joke, as I'm at the gas station filling up. And you know, when you're filling up with gas, and hello, Facebook Live, welcome to the About Last Night podcast with Brent Morin, record holding, I think, ninth time
Norman, on the podcast.
Norman, look that up for me, will you?
Yeah.
So I'm filling up with gas. And, you know, you space out. When you're taking a shit, when you fill up with gas, your mind is at the ultimate, like,
of course,
just vulnerable. What are you thinking about? Like, it's kind of, like, the most free I think your mind ever is.
Physics.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm not expecting a bird to possibly do a flyby face fuck. Like, this bird, when I tell you, was...
Is that a category on Pornhub, flyby face fucks?
I mean...
Should be.
If it is, I would never click on it, because what I experienced was traumatic and terrifying.
As most flyby face fucks are.
Yes.
What'd you do?
I'll show you... Okay, have you ever done this before?
Yeah.
Which is what I did when the bird went, like, right in front of my face. And guess what? If I had just leaned forward, like, in a spontaneous, again, like not thinking, your body sways when you're filling with gas. Maybe you lean one way. Maybe you start dancing. So that takes your shimmy, takes you forward. Dude, that bird would have. And so I freak out, and Avery Pearson is in the car, and he goes, he can't hear because the window's up. So he just sees me go. And then he rolls on the window and goes, what the hell was that, man? I go, bird, just fucking a bird. Yeah. And he starts laughing. He goes, what? No, that didn't happen. And I go, why would I just make that up? And he goes, and then we get in the car and I go, what do you think would have happened if it actually made contact? He goes, I don't know, death?
Like, death for the bird or you? Well,
me.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well, my God. Well, what a way to go.
And then my mom has to get that message, and then that's my story.
A bird hit your son at the gas station. You can't even put that in an obituary.
And by the way,
you can't do anything.
No, you can't. You can't sue. You can't be like, I will take revenge on that bird.
And maybe somebody even goes, Mrs. Ray, he was face fucked by a bird. I don't know if that's a technical term, but that's what we've been saying happened.
What a way to go.
Anyway, yeah. So when I just came at you and you know, you flinched a little.
I flinch a lot. I don't know why. I'm a big flincher.
David Flincher? All right, I'm gonna get out of here.
Could try it.
Those are my favorites, though. Those are my favorites.
You know what? Hey, John Olerud was one of the greatest hitters of all time. Didn't hit 400 in a season. So,
talking to his son.
Yeah. By the way,
talking to his son when you realize he's not good at baseball. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Yeah. John Olerud, he never hit it out. It's like he should quit.
By the way, way to make fun of the one guy who had some sort of palsy in his head and he had to wear a helmet. I don't know. Is that what he had?
Oh, that's right, because he wore a helmet even in the field.
Yes.
Oh, man. Now
he had some sort of brain thing.
Now I feel bad.
See, anyone can make it.
By the way, some sort of palsy in the head says the guy who will never be a doctor.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
he had that palsy shit in his head.
Either that or that's just the greatest ABC Family show of all time.
Some sort of palsy?
This Thursday, ABC Family invites you to join Some Sort of Palsy in the Head.
That's kind of poetic right there.
Poetry?
You like that? Some sort of palsy in the head.
You try
tonight's performance of Some Sort of Palsy in the Head.
Yeah, it's just performed by different actors all the time.
By Zachary Ty Bryant.
I don't even know who that
is. You might remember him as the oldest brother in Home Improvement.
Wow, what a reference.
That was a... Yeah. All right. So we all know Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Zachary Ty Bryant. Can you name the third one?
Wow.
Oh, God.
This is how I separate
failure?
My friends from my lovers.
Failure?
He did get very goth. I did see like a Stars.
Oh, really?
You know, every now and then People Magazine will do a Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
And it showed a picture of him and he was all gothed out.
Oh. He went goth?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's his name, though?
Norm?
Tara. There's a Noah Tara? Smith. I think there's a Noah Smith.
I think you're thinking of the guy who started Mormonism.
Yeah.
No, that was Joseph Smith.
Close.
Joe Smith.
We'll be right back with Who's That Smith? What about the center for the Suns/Knicks/Raptors? Joe Smith?
Tara Noah Smith.
Congrats, Brad. You win nothing in the game of It Doesn't Matter.
Yes. His name was Tara. Oh, boy.
That's why he didn't make it.
Yeah, that's why he went goth.
Reading the role for youngest brother in Home Improvement. My future, hope to be goth and failing. But right now, I'm ready to act. They're like, wow, this kid is weird. Okay. Yeah, cast him.
So
I used to be obsessed with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. The way he wore those sweater vests.
Yeah.
I mean, and he had his hair.
He was a
girls loved him.
Yeah,
girls loved him. So yeah. I needed to be him.
Girls still love him. And that's a testament to how just, I think, locked in he was with who he was. He bought into the JTT hype before it was even cool to buy into it.
He looked cool, dude.
Oh, man.
He made the baggiest clothes look so cool.
Yeah, dude, Hammer was like, how you get those pants so big?
You know what else he did wrong, though? Is he, because he had such a pretty face, mm-hmm. he was such a good-looking kid, always tan, he had like natural highlights.
Always.
He was very imperfect skin, no freckles. Like, for real.
Do you need a moment?
Traumatizing moment in my life. It made women set a standard for ugliness at a young age.
Yeah.
At like fourth grade, fifth grade. They were like, you're not JTT-like. You know, like this kid Jake Dombeck always got the girls because he looked like that. And this other guy, Chris Darius, got the girls. And this other guy named Brent Moore. I was a Chucky doll in comparison. And, you know, dude, if JTT wasn't around, they wouldn't be looking that way. Maybe it would have been my turn. Fucking bitch. Bitch. Stupid idiot.
Now,
bitch.
We know
by
you.
Hanging out with Tara.
Stupid idiot bitch, by the way. There's nothing more that cuts
stupid
through,
idiot
through
bitch.
The emotions of your heart.
Now we know what you're like now. What were you like as a kid?
I was I had the same size head. And I had a lot of freckles, for real. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, my mom addressed me like a Swedish Chucky doll. Is that like I think she always wanted a daughter, so I was in a lot of overalls, but they were really blouses. And then when I got to the age of like understanding the JTT craze and wanting to play sports,
yeah.
Then it was all windbreaker pants and like I'm an athlete, girls. But really, it was like fourth grade, and I'm just wearing windbreakers, ripaways that my friend ripped off once.
Oh, like
and I had Ninja Turtle underwear on.
Oh, what grade was this 2 weeks ago?
This was actually like sixth grade, and I still had JTT.
That is
underwear.
The prime age to feel embarrassed.
Oh my God, it was the worst.
Everything's at stake in sixth grade.
And then he left. That was the worst. I'm still best friends with him. I'm going to be best man in his wedding. But
you bring up the
story? He ripped it off. I did the last time we hung out. He ripped it off, sixth grade, the most embarrassed. And then his parents were like, you're going to boarding school. He's like, see ya. Have fun with the rest of school.
Like being a loser.
Yeah. And nobody really knew him. So they're just like, remember that guy that pulled off Brent's pants? It's friends meant to do it. I couldn't play it off.
No. It's like, oh, remember that guy? Yeah. We call him legend. Yeah.
I was failure. Sorry, Tara. I was projecting. Tara.
Yeah, I remember when you came on with Jared and you guys shared some. That was Brad. Remember, you were out of town, and that was one of Brent's last appearances when we just got into like really like back east, young, like fighting Brent.
Yeah.
That was eye opening.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you also tapped into some stuff because it was like clearly you haven't. It's so funny, too. Like, we have these periods of our life that just are not who we are anymore.
No. Nope.
So you don't think about them all the time.
You don't think about them. You're not. You realize it's a fun way to learn who you are.
Yeah.
When you just lose everything. Every fight.
Like, do you ever see now fights or any, or even like with the protests or these things happening? Are you like, boy, I don't want any piece of that?
I'm so scared. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. Who was it? Who cares? Point is, I was talking to somebody about riding a bicycle down Laurel Canyon or something. Just like, Jesus. Hey, maybe I'll do that. And I just jokingly said, yeah, I would do that. But I'd be terrified by the time I made it to the bottom. And then he explained something that he did back home that was like when he was a kid. And then I was like, but then he said he did it with bicycles. They would find big hills. And I said, that's interesting because I used to street luge when I was in high school.
Okay, stop right there.
You can't just say that sentence.
No. Street luge.
But it was like, it was unprofessional board street luging, but we had these skateboards and we would street luge and we'd find big hills and we would do it and we got really into it. So we would try to find places that had not necessarily traffic, but usually have traffic and try to go through intersections and try to go down these big hills. And then my cousin used to follow. This is how stupid.
Oh, are you in the cast of the 1989 movie Airborne?
Oh, my God. You're both of you have the greatest references. I can't even say
the references.
Referencing. You're referencing.
Boy, the references. From the makers of Living Single.
Comes the references.
They just sit around making references as a family. All right, keep going.
But my cousin would follow me in his car. And because we wanted to see how fast we were going, but we didn't have the technology. So we're like, well, just follow us in your car and we could judge it if you're in front of us. And I think I clocked at like 41 miles an hour.
We wearing a helmet at all or just?
No.
No, just going.
No, which is so interesting now because I'm so scared of so many things. Like I won't do anything now.
Right.
And he was like, and the person I was with yesterday goes, yeah, because you know you can die now.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I guess that's right. Man, I really think it's puberty. Something with puberty goes, fucking end it.
Puberty.
I dare you to. Or you
end it or fuck it.
Yeah.
End it or fuck it. That pretty much summarizes puberty.
Yeah.
And there's a Third Eye Blind song for any of those. Like
end it or fuck it?
Yeah. And
did you just say Third Eye Blind?
Yeah. I was hoping you guys would notice.
The references. Third Eye Blind.
Yeah. I meant to say there's a Third Eye Blind song whether you want to end it or
they
fuck it.
They can see that we're not doing drugs or like wasting.
Yeah, they can see it right now, right?
And still referencing.
Yeah.
And Third Eye Blind. Oh, boy.
Speech impediment.
Oh, boy.
Too many tumbles. Sorry. I interrupted.
Oh, but
that's what you call a grade A pit slip.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of pit slips, I mean, would you call his divorce a pit slip? Oh.
Adam, that's a little.
I know, dude. God, I'm sorry.
No,
BP, if you're listening, dude, I take it back. I love you. Come on the podcast. I think you made the right
BP.
Move.
BP.
Talk it out.
Dude, there's no better time for you to get in with the guys. Come on. We're calling you out. Just kind of hanging out. You got a day alone.
Look,
don't want to mingle with the same dudes.
He got divorced at the perfect time because with Trump, even just being in the running, winning, like, dude, everything gets shoved under the rug.
Yeah.
Wow. They planned it.
Yeah.
They planned it that way.
He knew what he was doing.
Exactly.
Well, I just think he was on that jet and he took a couple swigs of something and he goes, you know what? You're a idiot, dumb bitch. You know, just, and it just went the wrong way.
And she goes, excuse me? And he goes, I fucking said that, didn't
I? Yeah, yeah. Idiot, dumb bitch. Dad, idiot, dumb bitch.
I she goes, what? He pulls out a Mad Lib. Sorry, I was working on Mad Lib.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need an adjective and, yeah, and a pronoun.
Well, I'm being cute. That's what I would say if I was him. Come on.
I'm being cute.
We're always like this.
Yeah, like, I love the people that when Brad and Angelina announced they're splitting up, they're like, well, if they can't make it,
who can?
Who can? It's like, oh, yeah, like two people with insane careers with a gajillion dollars. Yeah, they're just like us. They have all, they, 9,000 kids adopted.
Normal people will make it.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see the correlation.
What would you hope you would be your, the stars are just like us? Brett, you first.
Stars are just like us?
Like, you know, in People magazine, you open it up, they say, like, Rosie O'Donnell, they reach for the top shelf. Henry Winkler, they fill up their gas.
Did you have to say they reach for the top shelf? That's the one thing I can't do, well, you son of a bitch.
Exactly, and that's why you will not be in the magazine. Because you are not just like us. You have your own separate chapter.
I would say Brad Pitt doing skateboard street luge. If you just saw him doing that with his friend behind him, like clocking him, I'd be like, oh my God, Brad.
Yeah. Oh, man. You...
Brad's just like us. He does skateboard street luging for no reason.
That's really how you do define it. Like, if they're, you personalize it. You go, if I can relate to the activity, then they are just like us.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, Brad, being the guy on the sidewalk as Brad Pitt goes down doing skateboard street luge and then try to describe that to your friends?
Yeah, no one believes you.
No.
I would chase him down and then I would give him a nice little huggy. I call it a huggy because it's just like a little bit tender.
Why do you add an IE on
that? Because you got to, like, that's when he's on the ground. Cute. He's successfully made it down the hill and you kind of jump on him a little bit and give him a huggy. Huggy! And you say that and it just makes you feel warm.
I totally understand.
Guys,
that.
Get in the huggies, dude.
Mine will be at the gas station. It'll be like, you know, they'll be like, look, Adam Ray almost gets face fucked by a bird at the gas station. The stars are just like us. Except nobody will relate to that because I feel like I'm the only one.
Yeah.
What other story has been recounted? Accounted. What's the word?
We are on fire.
Help me out here. What is it?
I don't know.
Recounted?
Don't look at me.
I
said references. I have no idea what the hell it is.
But it's like unsolved mysteries.
I listen to Third Eye Bry, so I don't fucking...
Yikes.
God.
Do you have any insights or opinions about the election? Or have you talked about it at great length? Have you read rants? Have you watched clips? Have you weighed in on Facebook?
I watched the debates just because
you kind of had to for material.
Yeah, not material, because I'm not a good political.
Yeah,
I'm not into. I can't do it. My biggest fear is that I do bring up something political, and then one heckler's like, "Yeah, well, what about the RNC?" Blah blah blah, and I go, "Well, he got me." Because I did not even know what that means.
We're not prepared for a follow-up.
Yeah, right. I'm just not prepared for, like, an intellectual follow-up.
Well, I mean, Brent, you just turned 30.
That's true.
You should know everything by now.
That's true.
Like,
deep down, I do. Like, I could do this job.
Adam and I learned everything at 30.
Donald Trump. I just like seeing all the impressions now.
Yeah, it's really, that's the thing. It's like, even if you don't have one, people are trying.
Yeah. Like, why do you make eye contact with me, Adam?
I did.
Yours
watch.
Is pretty good. Sorry, I was just.
Well, I do like
doing?
How.
No, I know.
The only thing observation I've made about him is, as masculine as he acts, he makes the daintiest hands.
Yeah,
that's so interesting to me.
He does like the A-OK.
I'm a tough guy. That's like, oh.
Now, do we see those gestures?
Know, it's the best. It's the greatest thing.
That's pretty good.
Ever happened? I do the A-OK with my hands, and I just keep talking like that.
Did he do that before The Apprentice? Because The Apprentice, he had, like, arms crossed. He was at the...
No, I think that's, like, that's his way of thinking. He has to... That's his pause. If he has the hand up, it means, give me a second.
But also,
I got it.
Totally. But at a rally, like, we have a mic on stage. So we all gesture and stuff. But, like, imagine having both hands free. That's probably... That was a new experience for him. Like, none of us probably know what we would do at a rally with our hands. Like, you could be fucking at some point doing that, like, just trying to get people
so
up.
Adam, you would, so Adam would do the double dick?
The double dicks, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Or maybe you're constantly doing the peace sign, or, like, maybe... Like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do it with two free hands.
I saw him on... I watched a 60 Minutes interview of him as much as I could. The thing. Politically...
You did turn 30. You're getting older watching 60 Minutes.
I like 60 Minutes.
Yeah, I
actually
watch it, too. I actually watch it, too.
They do great pieces.
Yeah.
I like it. They just have some old women giving, you know...
Leslie Stahl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well. But I watched one with Trump, and his kids scare me a little bit. They're a little
terrifying.
Too, like...
Trumpy.
Yes. Yes.
They don't seem like they came up. They came, dude, if they.
They have no idea of
was
the
he
real
a dad?
World.
Did he ever play catch?
No.
He seems like the most unhuman human of all time.
Yeah.
How
dare you?
I
played the greatest catch ever. My son Eric threw the ball 90 miles an hour.
He'd throw the
every
ball.
Time.
I'd make our friend go get it. He'd give it to me. I'd run it back.
I like that one because it's like a South Park episode. Like somebody who would play Donald Trump in South Park.
So it's a guy that can't do the voice, but they're like, you're doing Trump. He's like, ah, fuck, okay.
That's really, I like it because I had the little bit of this in it.
A little bit of this. I don't want to grow up with a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, I like that.
There's a million toys and stuff that I could play with.
You're like if Clyde from South Park did a Trump impression.
Hell yeah, I'll take that.
This is all setting up for The Rock to be president.
I'm hoping for it.
Jedi, I mean, so
you're
if you could do it,
you're one of those people that sees the clickable bait, and you saw that, and you think,
honestly,
I think that is going to happen. By the way,
the biggest thing I'm having with it, the biggest problem with it, is, and this is without any political bias, any party, anything like that, is we just the way we look to other countries now is we just hired a reality TV star with his wife, who, if you've heard her in an interview. Oh, oops. Okay, like that's our first lady. She's not going to be able to read the children.
Fuck.
She's not. Like,
what is she
going to
do? Michelle
she
Obama
her
inspired.
First, her first cause is going to be social media control.
Stopping cyberbullying.
Yeah, cyberbullying. Her husband's the biggest cyberbully in the world. And then it makes no sense. It's just to me.
On day one,
it makes
I
us
get
look so bad.
Divorce attorney. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that you don't. Really
I don't think he wanted to win. I don't think he really wanted
not.
To
you
win.
Of course not. You saw his face.
Yeah, his
he is
face.
So shocked. Obama apparently is he doesn't want to live in the White House.
No.
That's
no,
the first
it's a downgrade.
President. He wants can I just kick it at Trump Tower? Come over on the weekends.
Yeah.
Maybe when they're mowing the lawn, I can kick it. It's like he
it's
is
so
already
funny.
Doing so many things ass backwards. Obama's is apparently spending more time with him to transition than like
anyone,
any other president has.
Anyone.
Because he's so in the dark with what to
he doesn't know. He's 70 years old, as Saturday Night Live said. You're 70 years old, and that's when you start a new career.
Yeah, John Oliver's like, it's making any crazy racist grandpa at home being like, I could do it.
Yeah, oh my God. That's the thing. There's no political background. So that's why The Rock. The Rock's gonna win.
Yeah, he played. Didn't he
Rock
play?
Rock
like,
is kind.
Yeah, and,
I like
and
the Rock,
and he could intimidate people.
Yeah,
you know,
dude, hell yeah.
And he could. He's already given speeches in front of arenas full of people and
he knows
fired
what to
them
do.
Up.
Oh my God,
you know,
yeah. He could fight.
He already has catchphrases.
Tons.
Oh my
catchphrases.
God, you need catchphrases.
I have the Rock clock. Gonna tell you right now, motivates me.
What's
like
the Rock
crazy.
Clock?
You use it to motivate you. It wakes you up in the morning, tells you get up, sucker. You know,
is
that
your
that.
Phone?
I don't know why.
Are you for real?
It's Mr.
Yeah.
T.
Let me show you.
Yeah, can you play it right now? Is this how you wake up every day?
I used it because I follow The Rock, obviously, on Instagram. It's Rock time, 6 a.m. is when I have my alarm. That's ambitious.
Set it for a few minutes from now and let's hear it. Also, maybe he'll do special giveaways. Like every Valentine's Day, everyone in the world gets a free DVD of The Tooth Fairy.
Oh, God. I mean, that's
you know,
modern cinematic classic. Is it doing anything?
Come on, don't embarrass me.
Jeez, Rock clock.
So does it just yell at you and say, wake your candy ass up, pansy?
Yeah, he'll say things like that.
Wow, see, that I was trying to do a Rock impression, and I think it just sounded like a really
wake
loud John Wayne.
Go to bed satisfied. That's what it says right now when you open it.
Wow.
It's like, all right, you got me there.
So
get after it. Let's see. I'll set an alarm here. New alarm.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
So this is just like, this is how...
What time is it right now?
It's 6:22.
6:22.
So this is how you motivate yourself. Now, do you have any other sort of motivational apps on your phone?
Let's see.
Okay.
When I was single, Instagram. You see a pretty girl, you're immediately at the gym.
That is a good motivator because you're like, I can't get that girl.
You go, well, that guy she's with looks cool.
He's got a 22-pack.
I should go to
pack.
The gym.
I should try doing a sit-up.
And he has a boat.
Is it working?
We got to wait for 6:23. Should start now. A little late, huh, Rock? Come on, Rock.
This is the greatest moment.
Norm, what sort of the comments are happening on Facebook right now from anybody weighing in with the Rock clock? Appreciate that, yeah. Well, here's the thing about Single Adam. He displays his one trophy from his third-place comedy basketball league next to his booze because as soon as people see the trophy and make some sort of jab at me or the trophy – It's like I'm right there next to the booze to start drinking to wash away the pain.
There you go. Here we go.
What am I doing? They just have the – I don't have to set the alarm. Okay, so here's some options.
Good morning, sunshine.
What?
It's the nice one.
Yeah, that's what the rock just said.
Sounds like Neil Young.
Open your eyes up. Get your candy ass out of bed.
Nice.
Yeah, it's okay.
Can I be honest? Way more appealing than my iPhone guitar jingle.
Right.
I hate that thing. Oh, this I'm a big fan of.
Okay. Feels like you're about to play a boss in a Nintendo game.
Okay. That all right. Get you all right. Scared.
That was kind of a
beep, beep, beep.
Classic
rock. Beep, beep, beep. I can do this all morning. Beep.
That's right. Genius.
Beach jams. So this is called
Saved by the Bell transition music.
Yeah. This is when Zach fell in love with Stacy Carosi
at the Peach Pit.
Yeah.
Outside of Hawaii. Wow, dude. If I were a celebrity as famous as The Rock, I would. I mean, it's not copyright. You can jump on the alarm clock bandwagon, right?
Sure.
So, that gets me pumped.
That sounds like it's pro wrestling entrance music.
Yeah, you work out to that one.
Good God Almighty! Like that's the Rock's music!
What's shredded? Oh,
okay. That's shredded? Okay.
Old school. Nice.
Okay, so it's already.
Roar the crowd.
Okay. Right.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. All right, one more. Pick one more of your favorite.
Because
I see there's now possibly 100, and I kind of feel like you're going to play all of them.
I was.
You're kind of locking in, forgetting there's a mic in front of you.
Fire in the hole. No, no. Not timber.
That's a little aggressive. Yeah. I don't want to hear a falling tree wake me out of my slumber. Yes.
It's called Harp Smash, though.
Harp smash.
What? Oh, does he break his harp at the end of this? No!
Brony.
That harp.
What would
Donald Trump's not giving me a clock?
Wake up, you fat pig loser.
That would keep me in bed.
Like, oh, life is hopeless.
Wake up and grab the day by the pussy.
They asked if he's going to take the salary. He said he's going to take $1 because he's obligated.
What is he, a Price is Right contestant?
He also asked, what's her name from 60 Minutes, so disrespectful of me, asked what Liz the actual salary was. He's like, what's the salary again?
Oh, my God. He doesn't know anything.
Said $400 grand. He goes, I don't need that. $1. I was like, oh, boy.
You're not doing us any favors by taking a dollar.
Yeah.
Do us favors by ripping off Pence's face and revealing that it's Bernie Sanders.
what would your Brent clock be? Brent if you had to wake somebody up.
My buttons.
Yeah. My buttons. Took me years to get that right. So get out of bed and get your buttons. Get up!
Yeah.
Ow, that hurt my throat.
Yeah. There'd be a bunch of you singing, I feel
like.
Yeah.
Get out of bed, you motherfucking weirdo. The Rock approved that message.
Dwayne Johnson and I approved that message.
Oh, scared me with the voice, because for a second there I didn't know who was on the mic, because I wasn't looking up. I was playing with this little Seattle snow globe.
Thank you.
That Adam has.
Yep.
I was being bashful while I was saying.
What's the last time you picked up a snow globe and sang into your heart?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
A couple hours ago?
Actually, yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Snow globes, are they a seasonal item?
I went to Nordstrom's and just played with the snow globes.
Does the story get better?
Is that a euphemism for something?
No, that was my impression of a guy who owns an improv theater and just wants to improv with the main company.
Hilarious.
So he goes, I went to Nordstrom's and played with snow globes. Go ahead. And then everybody around has to pick up the slack. Go ahead. Isn't that funny?
Do you experience ever on the road people who aren't comedians who try to make jokes to relate to you? Like,
oh,
I was at the Golden Corral in Utah about 2-3 years ago, and there was with some other comedians, and our waitress comes up, and she's talking to us, and she's real sweet, and we're joking and making small talk. And at one point, she starts telling us how she hates the job, and her boss is an asshole and all that. And the boss comes up. Right, bald, high waist, belly, just typical Golden Corral boss. typical just fast food.
You could say Golden Corral, too.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not sponsoring the podcast
not
yet.
Anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Even if they offered their biscuits, I'd be like, well, we need to get a call from KFC and see if they want to double down on that.
I mean, because they got Jeff Foxworthy as a spokesperson.
Do they really?
Yep. The best buffet in the USA.
Is that the tagline?
That's
the
tagline.
Checking the mail. Checking the mail.
That's right. His alarm clock. biscuits.
You might be a redneck.
Am I supposed to get up now? Or do you just
Yeah. I mean, does that inspire me?
Hey, are those biscuits? Jesus, who's that? All right, so... Foghorn Leghorn's cousin.
I'll say, get up, boy. There's some biscuits in the kitchen.
Jeff Foxworthy. All right, so the boss comes over. The boss comes over and he goes, hey, what's going on over here? And we're like, oh, we're just making a small talk with whatever. She goes, yeah, they're comedians. They're performing in town. He goes, oh, and he turns to the girl. I swear to God, he goes, I got a joke for you. He goes, what do you call a waitress standing around not doing her job?
Oh my God.
And there's
God.
Just a pause, and then he goes, bullshit. And starts laughing. And guess what? It was caught me off guard and kind of funny, so I start laughing.
Yeah.
And then, but that immediately turns into like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
And I think it was Jeff Dye. He goes, hey, dude, you're an asshole. And the guy was like, what? And,
really?
And he was like, she's really nice. Like, you're just kind of coming here trying to bust your balls, trying to look cool. She's actually really great. And we're going to tip her more just because she has to deal with like your shit, which was dope.
Wow.
And then he like sent her in the back at that point. And then he tried to continue to, like, he had already dug a hole, but he tried to get out of it by making a few more jokes that were so off color.
Oh, yeah.
And he kept, like, putting her down and then putting the job down and then started to dig up some personal shit. He was like, I just do this job because I fucking hate my wife. And we were like, buddy, we get it.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. It's okay.
Post-show that happens a lot, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm always shocked by that when people meet, and rather whatever job it is. Because it would never be in my mind to do that if you meet a subway train operator. I'd be like, oh, you know what? I could do that job.
Yeah.
Like, here, watch me do that job. Like, if I meet a cartoonist, I don't go, here, let me sketch something for you. No, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get what some people say. They go, oh, it's a professional comedian.
Yeah, it's a person up
I
there
can do
telling
it.
Jokes, and they've all had their moment where they got a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
They think is a laugh, so they think they can do it. My favorite is just to watch somebody try not to be racist and becomes racist and overly racist. Like,
all right, so just we get it. That's why you hang out with me.
I just love watching people. Like, I remember I bring like Dino Archie out with me. Very funny comedian.
Yeah,
and I think we were in Denver, and we ended up at where they were putting us up in this condo. They had a little mixer outside beforehand, and there were just a lot of. 45-year-old to maybe 55-year-old white men. This guy was probably 60, and he's got the cargo shorts, and he's flirting with all the other 60-year-old women. And you could just tell from a distance when somebody's going to say something inappropriate.
Yeah.
And he's just getting closer to us, and he goes, you guys are the comedians, huh? Can't wait. That's going to be fantastic. And just keywords get you going. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to try something that's too much. You know? Fantastic.
He's got an overly confident swagger.
Oh, mm-hmm. That is phenomenal, Brett. You know, like, uh-oh, here it comes.
Oh, God.
And so I was sitting with Dino. I go, my favorite part is to watch people try not to be racist with you because you're black. And this guy just kind of slowly goes, that's my dog. You know, and like saying things like that. Just slowly, definitely not in his character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I mean, you know. Oh. My favorite is that. When somebody says something insulting, goes, but you get it.
Hey, bail me out of this, please.
Yeah, please.
Dino's just like, and also me and Dino are both smoking pot because it's Denver, and we don't smoke pot that much, but when you're in Denver, you do.
Because it's legal.
Yeah, so you just kind of do everywhere.
Yeah,
so
it's legal in Cali, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a big problem. because if it's anything like I am in Denver, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because in Denver, I'm Drake. I don't know what that means, but I wear sweaters, I have red wine,
I
smoke.
You sing like
sing,
you have a
rap,
sinus
sing.
Affection.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, people quote that line that I say in your special, and I'm so quick to tell them that you wrote that because like they really are just like so funny, and I'm like, Brent wrote it, man. Like, you know,
that was a fun day.
Yeah,
Dino was in the special for anybody who's seen the special. He was the black guy in the special, actually two.
Leonard
Brent. Jesus,
we get it.
Did it. Fantastic.
Equal opportunities.
Phenomenal.
Well done. Good job, Brett.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When you hear somebody say shit like that at like an outdoor barbecue with three beers in them, you're just waiting for a problem. Now, this isn't my opinion. Uh-oh. Oh, here it comes.
what I've gathered.
You know what I heard?
Over the years in sales.
You know what I heard on a radio show, sweet Jesus?
Here it comes.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know, Imus used to talk about... Okay. here it comes. But you know what I mean. Yeah. I love that. No. No, we don't. It's weird.
How are you liking being on the road? It's now over a year since Brent Morin came out.
Yeah.
I'm Brent Morin. You can still watch it on
Netflix.
On Netflix.
One of the best specials of the last...
year.
I'm going to say 5 years.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. It's doing well. I'm very happy with it. People are happy with it. Anybody who's come out to see me, too, I'm doing a completely different show. So
crazy, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning, I remember doing DC Improv.
The weekend
like,
after, right?
Yeah, pretty much the weekend.
Yeah.
Like the first weekend back after the special. And I was like, oh, boy. And it was the first time I sold tickets, really. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, man. So I had that extra pressure of like, you don't know how the special is going to do. Is it going to help? Is it going to like change everything? Is it not? You don't know anything. And I went out there, and I think the first 15 minutes was so wordy. It was just finding air.
Trying to find something. Yeah.
Just trying to find. Mm-hmm. And that first show was the most nervous I was in so long because I was like, oh, I am just trying to find right now.
Yeah.
But then it worked out, and the tour was great. I brought this guy Jason Collings with me, who always
former
kills.
Former guest of the podcast. Yep.
We had a blast.
We're going to open up the School of Hi-Ya.
Yeah.
Yeah, the School of Hi-Ya, of course.
School of Hi-Ya together.
Greetings, everyone. It's me, Morgan Freeman. I hope you're enjoying this episode of the About Last Night podcast. But I want to tell you about Dollar Shave Club. I know you're looking for that smooth, amazing, affordable shave, baby. Well, go to dollarshaveclub.com/ALN and get your first month free. Getting affordable, sweet-ass, bomb motherfucking razors. Stop dealing with that hassle of the drugstore and trying to get your razors from the display case from the tiny little Korean lady who doesn't really know where the razors are to begin with. Go to dollarshaveclub.com, pick out a razor that works for you. Tons of amazing blades. The executive blade, you can look like a superstar. Also use the Dr. Carver's shave butter. It's a blade that gently glides for the smoothest shave ever. Do you want to feel like $1 million without even paying for it? I knew you did, you sweet, sweet, sexy bitch. So go to dollarshaveclub.com/ALN right now. All you do is pay shipping. First month is free. After that, it's just a few bucks a month with no long-term commitment and no hidden fees. dollarshaveclub.com/ALN and start living your life the better, smoother way. And now, back to the episode.
By the way, this needs to be quickly touched on. Brad, I've let it go too long. I don't know if you had a chocolate muffin, but you've got a couple of little chocolate dots on the left side of your mouth.
I thought he had a bloody thing.
Either way, more of a reason to speak up.
You'd ask a question like,
Brad, you look.
I thought it was a scab, but also we're on air. I didn't want to be like, what's that thing on your lip? And then it's like, oh, fuck.
Look, well, I saw chocolate muffin and I said to myself, all right, definitely.
You had a chocolate muffin?
No, I had I just went out with for
herpes.
Herpes, yes. I went out and got me some herpes. There's a great herpes joint right at the corner on Sunset La Brea, and the freshest herpes in town. A lot of celebrities go there.
Herpes, if it wasn't herpes, probably would be a delicious fruit.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Could you pick up some tangerines and some herpes?
Brad, you wiped it off.
Yeah, it's gone. So it's wiped off, everyone. It is not herpes.
I don't know how long I was going to let that go.
A bad name.
I saw it immediately, and I go, say something. And we jumped right into the pod, and then I looked over at you, and I go, I can get past that. You know, I go, it's not going to be distracting. And then I looked over, and I go, now I have responsibility. We're like 20, 25 minutes in.
I've let this go long enough. I let it go the whole time.
By the way, Brent, I thought it was some bloody thing. Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, I thought it was some bloody thing that, like, scabbed over, and he's like, you know, it was discussed prior, like a golf ball hit him or something.
What do you do in that? Yikes. What do you do in that situation? Do you cover it with a Band-Aid?
What, for a scab?
Yeah, no. If it was like a bloody scab
left over.
You let
that out.
You let it go, I think.
You let it scab?
Oh,
no. Yeah, because then people have questions, and you get to tell a story. Hopefully it's manly.
I like that you're being really manly now, but really what it actually was a chocolate muffin.
Is that what it was?
No, it was soy sauce.
Really?
Yeah, or teriyaki sauce. I just came from sushi.
Where?
At a... sushi joint down the place or down the road from me. I went with our buddy Norman over here.
God, are you lying?
No.
The way you said that, I went to sushi.
I was trying to do a fancy voice, and I couldn't choose the voice in my head.
It was there. And then, Norm, Norm came with us.
Yeah, Norm, you were there, right? Norm, say something, man.
What the fuck happened to you guys? Just murdered.
Just
both
murdered.
Of them murdered somebody.
All right, guys. I'll be honest.
From Mystic River.
I'll be honest. I was, in a glory hole.
Really?
Yeah.
In a glory hole?
I was in it.
Would you suck a chocolate muffin off somebody's dick? What kind of a delicious glory hole was this?
The best glory hole.
What if we did find out a friend had a fetish that was so
bizarre? Oh, it's coming, dude.
I like the older we muffins get, on my dick.
Yep.
Wow, all right. Okay, Ted.
Now, how does that come up? Casually at a bar? Like,
I think it would have to be...
You know what I like?
It'd have to be years of pent up, keeping it in, and then it just somebody... You know what? Fine. If you want me to be honest, I like chocolate muffins on my dick.
Yeah.
And I like chocolate muffins on other people's dicks.
Brent, we were only talking about the quickest way to get to Glendale at this time of day.
Yeah. It's good to let this off my chest. I like chocolate muffins on my chest. Yeah. Maybe you should just eat more chocolate muffins.
Andrea would never let me have the chocolate muffins, that bitch.
Goddamn chocolate muffins for me. You're definitely crying. You don't just casually go, you guys should try putting chocolate muffins on your dick. What? Nothing. Just an idea.
Maybe, maybe that's how Pitt ended it.
Yeah.
He brought that up and she goes, I think we're going apart.
Somebody like that, definitely, you have to get into weird stuff to
keep it fresh.
Because you're Brad Pitt and you can have literally anyone on the planet that you want to.
You've probably done everything, right? If you're Brad Pitt.
I like to picture him doing a front handspring into a pussy.
Okay. We'll be right back with more. What?
So it's like the Olympics and there's four judges on the side of the
bed?
But
it's not a good one, and I like to see him with the form to go, all right. I missed.
Like he's jumping off a trampoline into one of those foam pits at a child.
Everybody would
center.
Let him do it.
Yeah.
Sure. He's just running around. Brad, this is silly. Some girl. He's got a tail.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Adam Ray.
Yeah.
You love Katy Perry.
Love.
You That's would great. Do absolutely anything for Katy Perry.
Let's tell Brent how much I love her. We were in New York last week interviewing Neil Patrick Harris at his place, right?
That's awesome.
Which was incredible. Yeah. Look out for that app in a couple weeks. And all of a sudden I see Katy Perry tweet that she went and saw Oh Hello, right? With Mulaney and Kroll, which I'm dying to see, which apparently is just crushing.
Yeah.
And I see her tweet about going to see... Oh, hello. So I'm thinking, she's in New York. Now's as good a time as any to tweet at her and see if we can come find her and interview her on the podcast.
Oh, I saw that tweet.
You did, you?
Yeah.
My God, my voice went so high.
Take the swings if you're going to hit.
Take the swings, man. Yeah. Guess what? She's going to see it. If she had just tweeted and I tweet right away, I mean, she's probably getting a million tweets a second.
Sure, but it's verified.
Yeah.
Right.
So what does that
helps.
Mean?
It notifies. If you're verified, if you're verified, that's what it is. If you tweet somebody else, even if they're not verified, it will show up on your. You don't have to follow the person for it to show up as
great.
A notification.
Okay, so she saw it.
Yeah, that was the luxury of a single man when you're verified, is that you can write somebody and they have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw it.
Well, I guess that's an sad ending of the story because no response. I wish the story ended with, and then we made out under a tree in Central Park.
Did she just see Oh Hello and then she wrote it? It wasn't about to go see Oh Hello.
No, she was about 30 minutes fresh from the viewing.
Because otherwise I would just go to Oh Hello.
Well, that seems like a great idea that I should have thought of. But
You didn't know, though. You didn't know until she tweeted that.
Also, I want to make sure I never enter stalker status. Like
that's true. I've but it's not if you buy a ticket. Because you're just going to see a good show.
Yeah, and I didn't even say something crazy through Twitter like, I love you, where are you? It was just like...
What do you smell like?
It was like, do you want to come... Can we come get you on the podcast? And, I talked about her on Kevin and Bean, and and they gave me some definitely, looks of like, hey, man, do we need to get some paperwork for her to sign?
Hey,
and
man,
I was like, dude, I'm not there yet.
I've done it. I did it to Natalie Imbruglia once. I was sitting at a Cheesecake Factory by myself, and her song came on, and I thought about her and how much I used to have a crush on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just tweeted out, listening to Natalie Imbruglia, made sure it took me 10 minutes to find her at handle just because I wanted her to see it. And because I was just hoping, it would be really nice.
She might not be doing too much right now.
If we could have dinner together.
Yeah.
I would just went for it. And then people were like, do it, Natalie, which was really nice.
Now, I have a question. Is it – you said Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always said Brulia.
Is it?
Is it Brulia or Bruglia?
A G
I don't know,
there.
Man. I said Referson.
Is it Julia or Gulia?
God, she was it.
You said Bruglia. I think it's Bruglia.
I was hearing this at the Cheesecake Factory by myself the bar.
Oh my God.
And I'm thinking, you know who could fuck Natalie and Bruglia?
Tonight?
I'm
going to
invite her to dinner on Twitter.
She, by the way, is gorgeous.
Yeah, she hasn't aged. I looked that up, too. I didn't care if she did. That's just one of those, like...
She's going to be hella Mirren hot.
It's kind of like the Panga. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those that you just... Your whole childhood comes back to you a little
Kelly
bit.
Kapowski.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, I had.
That was mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, I had a scrapbook of her pictures.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's how bad I was.
You scrapbooked?
I scrapbooked her pictures, and my family didn't have enough money for a color printer. My best friend, the one who ripped my pants off, had no interest in her, but his family was rich, so he went home and made color copies of everything just to one-up my scrapbook. And he was like, look at mine, dude. See how much mine is better? That's why she liked me more than you, because you're poor.
Oh, my God. He went up to you with a scrapbook.
Just for laughs. Just for the laugh. Just for the giggle.
That is funny. You should talk about that on stage.
Oh, my God.
That's very specific.
I mean, and you look back at that now, you're like, that's lame as shit. But at the time, he's like, look.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really way more dedicated to scrapbooking about a woman I've never seen
naked. Yeah, he just – it's like when he would do that. Like, my old roommate was a hardcore atheist, and at any point, he would have to rant about it. And my buddy Elliot is not religious at all, but just to mess with him, to this day, this is like 3.5-4 years later, anytime he posts something, my friend Elliot writes on his, and they're not even close by any means, mm-hmm. He'll be like, you know, going to Disney with some of my girl, and he'll be like, well, God bless you, have a safe travel, you know, just know God's on your side. For no reason. Like, yeah. This guy has his own life in Boston, but he'll just do it to get under this guy that he met maybe 3 times. He does it almost every day. Anything he writes, he's like, oh, well, what would Jesus think? You know, and like sends Bible scriptures. He has no interest in them, but he doesn't care about the Bible.
He's trying to stir some emotions.
Dude, my buddy is really, he's getting aggravated. He goes, oh, that's hilarious. Good. He goes, I forgot I did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Got to keep that going.
the only times I've ever been completely starstruck is I was at a Taco Bell in Burbank.
I love this.
Is a great way to start a story. Yep. And I'm about ready to order, and I look behind me, and Jennifer Love Hewitt is standing behind me.
Really?
Yeah, at a Taco Bell in Burbank.
There's a chance to get her. That is an all-time low for JL.
Right?
Taco Bell in Burbank. If you're going to be like, hey, we should go to dinner sometime because of what's happening to you.
Like, I feel like you're coming down, I'm going up.
You're at a Taco Bell in Burbank.
Yeah.
I'm fresh on the scene. Okay, fine. There's like 18 different burger joints over here. Why don't we do that?
Or it's like a Taco Bell in Burbank. You just turn around and be like, hey, I'm about to get my chalupa. You're going to get yours. Can we just eat together? We have one meal together so I can say I went on a dinner date with Jennifer Love Hewitt?
That would actually be beautiful. That's a nice nice short film, if you will, for Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Look at that. See? I'm an agent. I would have been there for JL. Where are you? Taco Bell?
Oh, Brad, somebody had a recent comment on the Facebook Live that said, Brad, I could see you doing a whole monologue on the glory hole.
Okay.
And then it, in quotes, it says, eye to eye, so to speak. I mean, hilarious, I guess.
Technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I could. See, yeah, I guess the glory hole for a dwarf, that's a little more dangerous.
And then Krista McNutt wants a shout out.
Krista McNutt?
Yep. On a scale from nope to okay, probably, what are the chances of getting a shout out for Brad being my birthday twin, being a big fan of Adams, being Brent's BFF probably, and also because it's Pulmonary Hypertension Awareness Month, a.k.a. my lunch diseases. Okay, love you, bye.
Oh, well, what was her name again?
Krista McNutt.
Krista McNutt, right, Norm?
Krista McNutt.
She loves you. She loves all of us.
Well, she pulled the BFF forever with me, which means she doesn't know who I am.
She tweets at us a lot. She's a diehard fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I apologize, Krista. You're fantastic. Thank you so much. That was forced. I'm so sorry. I meant that sincerely.
Can you give her a Jeff Foxworthy alarm clock?
Yeah, give her something. Soundbite.
Krista, if you got more than 4 cars parked in your front yard and 3 of them work, you got to get the fuck up right now.
That was actually really good.
There you go.
Hey, this is Brent Morin. Why don't you get the fuck up? Oh, stop it, Brad Pitt. We're just playing.
What would Adam Ray's wake-up clock be?
Oh, man, mine would just be like, all right. And then it'd be like, I hope
that's what you say right after you achieve orgasm with a woman.
By the way, first of all, I don't achieve orgasm.
Hey, it's an achievement.
Is it?
Really? Yeah.
Well, he must fuck a lot, because for me, yeah,
it just happened.
It's like, I'm sorry that was so quick.
I bump into a couch and I come. So look, mine would also maybe be quack, quack.
Oh, that's a good
quack.
One.
Quack. What do you mean you haven't seen this movie? Quack. Quack. We'll get up and watch it. Quack. Quack. I don't care that it's 6 a.m. Quack. Quack.
I like
this is Emilio Estevez's finest work. Quack.
It was.
Quack. Yeah, he's Charlie Sheen's brother. Quack. Quack. And it's just Estevez.
Estefez. We're all off. This is going to be the lost episode, by the way.
Estefez, open up for Third Eye Blind.
Estefez.
Yeah.
Oh, my last name is McNutt, you nerd. I'm sorry.
Did she tweet at you?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What did we say?
Jesus, Brent.
No, you said McNutt. Yes. Yeah. Well, okay. It's not wrong. I am a nerd.
Brent.
Nerd's a compliment these days.
It is.
It is. They run everything. Every movie is that.
Since social
popular
media, nerds scare the shit out of me.
Yeah,
really?
They're the new bully. There's no such thing as physical bully anymore. Now it's all social media bullying.
Do you get any of that?
I don't really. No, when I tweeted something, this is how I know it was interesting election. If I tweeted something that literally I didn't even, like, if it's a joke about Trump, it was like I lost so many followers, and I had so many people be like, fuck you, you don't get it.
Oh, yeah, I got into some serious.
I was like, oh, my God, people really are hateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, it's just a joke that his son looked bored as shit when he won.
Oh, I say he posted that little kid.
Yeah, that little kid. Yeah,
I took a video of that and almost did some commentary on it, but I felt like it was so close to, like, right happening. I was like, but that kid was – that's Trump's actual son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Son. He made that kid.
Yeah, yep. He made that kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's that kid's name?
It's probably Trump, if I had to guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump
people
Jr.
were
just
clever,
Trump.
Too. Yeah. How dare you make fun of a 10-year-old boy? And I'm like, I was kind of making fun of him.
Kid
but,
probably
okay.
sucks.
Yeah, but
yeah, he looked like he didn't want to be. He was like, "Fuck this."
It was three.
It
was 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, you
on
sound
the
like
East
everybody
Coast.
Who made fun of me.
No, but I'm saying like that's defending you. It's like that's why the kid looks so tired.
Yeah, I know.
How old is he? Does he not understand
the magnitude? They asked. Yeah. 60 Minutes asked, "Did he understand the magnitude of what was happening?" He's like, "Yes, he very much did. Really, because he looked like so depressed.
He
had
looked
to
like
be
he was fighting a shit."
Yeah,
and like
that is dad's. My dad's president.
He's like,
don't poop your pants.
Don't poop your pants. Don't poop your pants. Like, that's what he's saying to himself.
But daddy, I wanted the white horse. That's what I always picture those rich kids.
Yeah, of course.
We'll kill the brown one.
I don't care how much the cotton candy machine costs. I want it. Yeah,
it's basically Veruca Salt.
That is not fair.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't have a slip and slide coming out of my bedroom to the downstairs bathroom.
I mean,
all right,
you just gave me an idea.
That was a personal.
You know what's funny? If you saw that.
That was an insight into Adam's head if he had fuck you money.
Yeah, but also I was going to add to that, but the pause you took, and then I was like, this is my time, and then I couldn't think of anything, so all you heard was my lips go. Like, that's literally all you heard. That's because my brain stopped, and I went, oh, yeah. But, and I was like, I got this. I'll continue this. And I'm like.
So you just made a creeper noise?
A shifty lip quiver.
I think
quiver.
I'm going to cancel stand-up tonight.
No.
Because this is going to be
listen,
so bad.
No, listen.
Dude, do it for Estefez.
Speaking
of Estefez, Third Eye Blind.
Speaking of
Leffersons.
Speaking of stuff people do to lips, you were on the lip sync battle.
I was.
By the way, you haven't been on since that happened. That no joke is – I felt so proud to know you then. It was like – look, going to the Indatable tapings and watching you cross that was like a very – fulfilling and proud moment. Seeing you on a lip sync battle was times 20.
It was
crazy. Because you crushed it. It's such a... People don't understand, too, how much you have to fucking go for it, right?
Yeah.
And you and Chris did
choreography.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. I knew what the show was. I didn't know how big the show was. I didn't know that Beyonce and Channing Tatum, all these people were on it. And I went to go, they take you... That day, you got 2 hours to basically like 30 minutes to learn this choreography that they make up on the spot. These dancers are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked my songs last second, which really upset them because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I sent it in and they never got it. So I was like, oh shit, they must really hate me. But my old boss was a stage manager on it. That's not the point. Anyway, I'm walking around and I go, it's when I went to go do the photos they do in the commercials and for publicity. They have this little photo thing. that, but the guy who takes the photos has all the photos of everybody who's done it.
Yes.
And that was when I realized, oh shit, this is like a big deal. Because it was I even said to him, I go, so we're just the least famous people you've ever had on the show, right? And he went, hi. Like, he never, nobody laughed. Everybody just kind of went, yeah. Yeah, you're right. That was just a factual statement
right.
I made.
Now, did that inspire you to go harder? Were you like, all right,
I would, no, you know, it did. It relaxed me because I was like, there's no
pressure.
Here.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be funny. The crowd's great. I went out there. I did okay. I didn't expect. Chris D'Elia hates everything, so I didn't expect him to give 120%, which he did, with his stupid Gumby body.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Dumb legs. And I was just like, this dumb, ugly idiot is going to beat me. And I said, this is actually going to be counterproductive for my career because I'm not doing enough. But I was waiting for my 1-2-3 song. And then Chrissy Teigen came up to me because during commercial break, Chris is hamming it up. I'm like, what is he doing? He's never like this. He's usually on his phone just like, I hate everything. And but he's like getting the crowd into it. He's killing it. He's excited. And Chrissy walks up to me. Thank God. She goes, you know what he's doing? The crowd votes. So if you want to win, you got to win them over. And I went, oh. And that's where I went, hey, Chris, watch this. And I went, hey, L. Want to hear me rap? And then I just freestyle rap for a minute and 20 seconds in front of LL Cool J.
Saw that video.
And this 300 people, which, by the way, I did, one, because I've known Chris D'Elia since I was 18. That angers him more than anything is if I sing or rap, because that's all he's ever wanted to be. And so that one was great for me. I knew that would upset him. He's also an encyclopedia of hip-hop, so I knew it would bother him that LL was going to hear me rap.
Oh, yeah.
Rap.
Right. Not
and
him.
Three, I was like, this is hilarious the way I'm dressed. I'm dressed in the
You were dressed like a teacher.
Like a teacher with... Yeah. Dorky glasses. But the funny thing is that all that comedy gave me the confidence to go, yo, L, you know, want to hear me rap? And the whole crowd goes, yeah. And he's the nicest dude in the world. He goes, yeah, all right, yeah. And then I get everybody to clap. And in that moment, I realize, holy shit, LL Cool J's watching me freestyle rap. And you could see me nervous as shit in the beginning. And I was nervous the whole time. And then when it was done, Chris was even like, dude, what the fuck was that? And I went, I can't feel my legs right now, because it was one of those things where I go like, yeah, and then as I'm doing, I go, oh man, this might have been stupid to do.
Right before you start freestyle rapping.
Yeah, because I'm literally freestyle rapping
in front of a legend.
Yeah, in front of a legend,
hip hop legend,
who probably doesn't need to see another white comedian try to rap. And I'm trying to win over this audience, but it worked, because then I won, even though I don't know if I deserved it.
Would you go back on?
I would love to.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm like more prepared, because what am I going to do? That's the most I could have done. If I'm more prepared.
They gave you a belt. Do you get to keep it?
I asked. I said, do I actually get this belt? Because it would be awesome. They said, we'll send it.
Did they?
No, of course not. Because then I realized that it was just my old boss fucking with me. But I want that belt. But they didn't
I think you should get one made.
And Chris D'Elia, this is not a joke. Mm-hmm. He's still upset about it. He would bring it up on set of Undateable at least once a week. For no reason, no context. I can't believe you won that thing. You shouldn't have won that. And I was like, well, this is getting real. And he goes, when it comes out, the people will speak. And I'm like, okay, man.
The people
speak? They're not going to do a revote.
What? Did he get that from the Rock Clock? The people speak.
I was like, you're fine, Chris. And every single one we have, I was like, Chris should have won this, you know, which, you know, in a lot of ways, yeah. But the crowd liked me more, okay? So I won. Oh, it was the best moment ever. 12 years of friendship just to watch him so depressed.
Having LL Cool J confirm your greatness is pretty dope.
He was the nicest dude in the world.
Hey, Brad.
What's going on, Adam?
I got some exciting news.
Holy crap, they're making a Mighty Ducks 4?
No, but now I'm just really upset that they're not.
Oh, they should.
Brad and I are back doing exclusive episodes of the About Last Night podcast on TuneIn.
That's right, and these are episodes with just Adam and myself. No guests, just us hanging out, shooting the shit, updating you on our lives, and most importantly, being funny.
Yeah, the OG way, the way this podcast got started. We took a little break, but we are back doing exclusive episodes, just Brad and Adam. And you can get these episodes where, Brad?
You can get these exclusive episodes on the TuneIn app. That's Woo! Right. Just download the TuneIn app. TuneIn spelled T-U.
T-U.
T-U what? T-U-N-E-I-N. Download that TuneIn app. Type in About Last Night, and you can get these exclusive episodes. And remember, they're only on TuneIn. They are not available on iTunes, our website, or anywhere else. Just TuneIn.
That's why it's special. That's why it's exclusive. Speaking of exclusive, continue to enjoy this amazing episode of the About Last Night podcast with me, Adam Ray.
And me, Brad Williams.
Did he ever stop licking his lips?
I just lick my lips answering that
just
question.
Just thinking of it, yeah.
No, he just looks so great, too.
And he's so in phenomenal nice. Shape. Does he talk about what he does? Does he just...
No, he just, he's like, I'll be like, man, you look so good. And he's like, hell yeah, man. All right, when we come back, we're going to, you know, he's just like so used to being complimented.
We'll
yeah.
be right
just
back.
It kind of rolls off.
Yeah. I think after a while, he probably doesn't even have to do bicep curls because his biceps just like know how
yeah,
to live.
Yeah, they're done.
They're like,
done.
Dude, you've shaped us enough. We'll hang out here for a while.
Well, so like when you got to do that, did you finally go to your brother and be like, all right, you played Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
I got to rap.
Up for LL Cool J?
Yeah.
Wait, when did your brother play Carnegie Hall?
My old little older oh, brother did in college.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Piano.
Yeah, pianist. Pianist.
Okay.
It's funny every time.
Gets me, doesn't it?
I don't care.
I mean, that was a real laugh for Brad.
It was. It's an old thing, but it gets me every time. Always funny.
I was a pianist in the... working.
Do you think Adrian Brody during the filming of The Pianist ever said that?
Oh, you know what I want to do right now? Let's do
like
this
a,
is
a, like
one
a
of the
Brody like what's a Brody blooper?
Yeah, I was going to say in the same vein because Chris and I were on a set of Undateable. We talk about this, and you guys have all been on. You just did a movie, didn't you? Just do a movie?
Yeah, I did.
Also, you were in a
Mascots.
Christopher Guest movie.
Yeah,
that's what I'm. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And Mad TV and every Paul Feig movie he's been in. Adam Ray working on a comedy set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the general public is fun most of the time.
Yeah.
Like you're, especially my situation on a multicam, it's really not work. It's actually unfair. But you're just joking around. But a constant thing we used to talk about is like, what the fuck is it like on a drama set when you have to have yeah. like somebody like Daniel Day-Lewis do one of those speeches and then it's like, and cut, and you have to sit for like an hour. Do you like talk?
Keep it light?
Or yeah, do you keep it light? I'm always wondering that.
Yeah,
so right
yeah,
now,
because we've only been on comedy sets.
Yeah,
all
we've
of
only,
us.
Only been on comedy yeah. sets.
Well,
I hope to be on dramas.
According to Jim, was a comedy, but it was actually a drama.
It was a drama.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, it
live audience drama that kind of like backfired.
They laughed. They fucked up all the serious moments.
Sure,
it really did.
It was really a story that spoke to the audience on many different levels.
So let's do this. Let's all talk about the projects we did in drama interview voice. Okay.
Wait.
So basically, as okay. if it's a dramatic performance, because also dramatists, if you will,
mm-hmm.
dramatic actors, and I even watch this with comedians who go from comedy movies to drama movies.
Yeah,
they end up giving interviews. When they give interviews for the dramatic movie, it's completely different. The tone's different. The way they talk is different.
Yeah, because they're still a comic.
Yeah. So all right, I'll start. So you have an example
okay.
of what I'm talking about. Just ask me questions about Undateable, and I'll answer it like inside the actor's studio drama okay. movie style.
All right. When do you feel any added pressure now that mm-hmm. Undateable Live is live?
Oh, you know, you see. When you're working in such a forum, if you will, almost a coliseum of talent, it's less about the battles of strength within the characters and less about, you know, the personal struggles of Justin and the internal struggles of Justin's and the physical attributes that he was, some say blessed with, some say cursed with. It doesn't matter if you're live because you're living in this sphere, in this reality. And for Justin's reality, he is a crippled emotional man with a not the most open relationship with his father, which I think a lot of people can relate to. I think that's one of the important things about playing a character like Justin is for the general public to realize it's okay to not be that close with your father. And as for his mother, you know, we were canceled. But
is that the Jurassic Park?
But the important thing is it's the battle of figuring out who you are internally and who you can be and eventually the kind of person you are can inspire everyone. And that, to me, is the essence of life.
Thank you very much, Brent Morin. Next week on Good Day Sacramento, we're going to show you how to make a pumpkin spice latte out of a jar of pickle juice.
Okay, now I gotta do you.
Okay. All right. So this is what you're gonna review on Mascots.
Yes.
Okay.
So Brad Williams, you worked with the great Christopher Guest.
Yes.
Tell us how that experience was, and tell us the mascot you played.
Well, my character is Ron Trippman, the Worm, and fuck you for choosing the song. Ron Trippman, the Worm, and I feel like Christopher Guest chose me to play the Worm because, much like a worm, I am slowly inching my way towards my goal. Not rapidly, but slowly. And I think that sort of signifies all the struggles that all of us are going through at the time.
Yes.
And Christopher was able to identify those struggles and really bring them to life. Mm. So, sure, I may have been in a worm suit, you might say, but it was very metaphorical that I was not only inside the worm suit, but I really felt to be inside the worm itself.
Brad Williams on his role in Mascots.
That was great. That was phenomenal. I'm going to do Adam.
Okay.
Adam Ray, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
You were in some pivotal scenes in Ghostbusters, one of which it was cut out for editing purposes, but I was on set that day interviewing the cast. I saw what was happening.
Sure.
From your experience, please tell us and the general public, what was it like dealing with the fear of Slimer and the Ghostbusters?
Can't do Star Wars. There you go.
Well, when I was in... Look, a lot of people think doing a voice... Your own voice is difficult enough, but trying to find the reason, the depth behind a ghost, he's not even real. And I have to bring him to life for the people, the fans. I remember thinking to myself, Slimer is real. Make him real. Find the truth inside the ghost. I just realized I picked the Schindler's List theme song. I thought I hit Home Alone end credits. Oh, God.
How do you have Home Alone end credits right next to Schindler's List?
Ask the John Williams playlist.
All right. Have you ever been like hooking up with a girl and the iPod was on shuffle and then that comes on?
Because I don't fuck the John Williams.
For the viewers at home, if you couldn't see Adam's face turn from we're having a good time to...
What have I done?
Shit.
It's going to be a rough Hanukkah.
That is a fun exercise, Brett Moore.
Yeah,
what a great idea.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
You got to get that ready, guys.
I do want to know that you have your like Brad and I, a giant sports fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I would love for you to weigh in on the super team, the Kevin Durant Golden State Warriors. Do you think they will survive? Do you think they are having trouble right now? Or do you think they're just like, dude, we got this. We're all so dope. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to figure it out. Look, if Undateable comes back, right? And let's say they bring it back and they add, they replace Chris.
Yeah.
And they bring in Denzel Washington's son.
Amazing. Yes.
All right, bad example. They bring in Jared Fogle. He's out of prison. He's been taking some acting workshops.
Good.
Sure.
That's a new piece of the puzzle. Like, it's going to take time. New chemistry.
You got to form.
Yeah. It's a long way of saying, do you think the Warriors are going to win the NBA Finals?
I think they'll be back there. I think a lot of people are... Here's the thing. If I was Steph Curry, I would never have allowed it because... You want to be known as the best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
You don't team up with the best player in the NBA. And it's a cliche and an unoriginal thing to say, but you're only hearing it from Kevin Durant's side. I don't know why more people aren't criticizing Steph for allowing it. Jordan would never allow that. You know, like he would never allow, Kobe would never allow that. You wouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, I'll bring in another. If it was somebody who played a completely different kind of position, but he doesn't. He's a 3-point shooter, he's a scorer, he can get to the hole. It's the same thing Steph can do. And Steph just went back-to-back MVP and lost in Game 7.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already proven that you have an ego in a good way.
Yeah.
And that you're a competitor and you want to win. So why add a piece? Now, with that said, watching them play, you're going to have to figure it out. You don't know each other that well. They have started to a little bit. I hope that all three of them, Clay, Curry, and Durant, average 30 by All-Star break. I think it's going to be people say unfair or not fun to watch. I disagree. I think it's going to be really fun to watch.
I'm sure you're going to watch so they'll lose.
you'll be hoping that they lose.
Well, you don't want them to win, but they're also like some pretty good guys. But also, there are other teams that are really good. Mm-hmm. So they just don't have that kind of like star power. But that's good too, because in teams like LeBron and other teams like Clippers, they're going to be playing ways they've never played before because they want to be the ones that beat, mm-hmm. Dave or Goliath. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. People keep saying the season's a bust, wait for the playoffs, and I think it will probably be Cleveland and Golden State again, and if it is, that'd be great because I want to see who wins that battle.
Who wins the rubber match?
Yeah. It'd be best. But, people are just – they're going to have targets on their backs even more than they did last year because people are going to want to beat them, and they're not going to feel any sympathy for it.
Do you feel, coming off the success of Undateable Live, you're the Golden State Warriors of comedy?
No, because they canceled us. That would be like if Golden State Warriors weren't playing this year.
They just took a year off.
Yeah, they go, we're trying out new things.
We're going to help Steve Kerr with his calligraphy website. I don't know. Fuck.
Jesus Christ. Why would you complicate yourself with calligraphy? See, I couldn't even say the word.
I could have just said
we're
business.
We're all having bad problems. Yeah. Bad problems. That's the same thing. We're all having problems with words right now.
Oh,
what
God.
Is happening? What happened? What are these candles? What is this voice I have? Jesus, I don't know. I'm Woody Allen right now. Oh, my God.
Real quick, my nieces and sister watched you on Lip Sync Battle, and she called a minute ago, and
nice.
I want to put them on and let them say hello to you. Do you
okay.
mind?
No. All right. What if I was like, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say. Look, man, I've got a thing against talking to seven-year-olds. They, by the way.
Arms
oh,
wide open.
Hello?
Just remember, there's seven, Brett.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hey, is this Bree or Brookie?
Cute.
Bree.
Hi, Bree. Nice. Hey, I heard you're going to sign up for basketball.
Well, I got signed up for basketball.
Are you pumped?
I'm kind of scared.
Aww. You're going to be so great.
Don't be scared.
I'm going to show you how to do the Hakeem Olajuwon Dream Shake, okay?
What?
I'm going to show you how to do the Hakeem Olajuwon Dream Shake. Do you want to learn the Dream Shake?
Yeah.
She probably just thinks it's milkshake. Hell yeah. Do you want to do you want to rebound like Charles Oakley?
What?
Brianna, do you want to rebound like Charles Oakley?
Well, can I just see it? Can I see how you guys did it?
Oh yeah, we're on the podcast. You want to say hi to my friends Brent and Brad? Look, there's Brent. Say hi, Brent.
Hi.
Hi, Brent.
And then there's
Hello.
Brad.
Hello.
They love Brad.
They love Brad.
You damn right they do.
Well, congratulations.
Brookie, why do you, Bree, why do you love Brad?
Brookie, come here.
Because he looks like the guy in Pixels.
Oh, no.
You look like the guy in Pixels?
That's Peter Dinklage.
Oh, you've started a war, Bree. Brad's going to bring the heat, Bree.
Wait, what? Bree.
How dare you say I look like the guy from Pixels? Way more talented than him, Bree. You have just started a fight that I don't know if you're ready to finish it, Bree.
She's laughing.
No, I just saw
hard.
Pixels the other day. He was pretty good then.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right, Bree, I got to go, but I love you.
Okay.
Say bye to my friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Brent's going to sing Let It Go because he knows that's your favorite song. Ready?
Let it go. Let it go.
That's all
that was off.
Bree, can you Bree, can you sing a little bit of Beyonce before we get off?
But I love it.
Bree, will you sing? If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Who's that?
My brother-in-law. How about rah 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 rah? It was the guy.
That was the guy driving the panel van.
Who is that?
Bree, sing me a song before we get off the phone,
yeah,
will you?
That's what it was.
Come on. Hey, wait. You know Brent is friends with Meghan Trainor. Will you sing? What's that song? Bree, will you sing it? I can buy you. All right. You know what? You're no fun. Good luck learning a 3-point stance. I was going to teach you. I was going to show you the ways.
First rule of improv is yes and Bree.
All right, Bree, I love you.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
She'll get back to you on that.
She loves me.
Just keep telling
kids
you.
Kids always have businesses. Like they, yeah. It's like they're running a business.
Yeah,
they have to,
I gotta go.
A second.
I got she already hung up. Yeah,
bye. That's great. Right.
Got shit to do.
She, that was amazing.
The guy from Pixel.
She doesn't know this, but now she's like just like Richard Nixon. I have an enemies list.
But guess
really?
What? She loves you more.
What's
than
the deal
you...
with Peter? I'm just curious about this relationship with Peter. We got to get him on the podcast.
Oh yeah, sure. Everyone would love that.
Okay,
have
right,
Peter Dinklage on the fucking podcast.
They
on
would
the,
actually
on the thing that I helped create and build up. Yeah, no, just have him come in and.
Well,
just...
you'd be here.
Yeah, he's not replacing.
Would I though?
Yes.
Would I though, or would everyone say like, "Oh, Peter, you sound funnier and better looking than Brad Williams"? Hey, you just do it.
No
you
way.
Do the podcast.
No I way. That never happened. So, yeah. That would never happen. Dinklage is bitch, he proved bitch. It on SNL. Not funnier than
I
you.
I swear to God, Peter.
Yeah,
Dinklage,
he's not a funny guy.
If I'm ever in a room with you alone, Peter Dinklage, some bad shit's gonna happen to you.
Yikes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I like this.
Yeah, this is a different side of Brad.
This is getting me going.
How much would, by the way, if somebody started a Kickstarter for you and Dinklage to fight, and it got up to like $2 million? Like basically a mill.
Kidding me? I'd be in for $10. Give me a fiver, Dinklage. I'm there.
What would it really?
I
cost?
Want Holyfield.
What would it? What would it really cost for you to fight Dinklage on national TV?
Oh,
and by national TV I mean like an IHOP parking lot on a
scale.
TV.
Scale, whatever scale is.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like what $500?
It's a lot of heart. That's yeah. why my money's on Brad.
Yeah,
it's a lot of heart.
Scrapper. Take him down.
A little Conor McGregor.
I watched train, too.
He won. Do you watch any of that UFC?
Of course.
Yeah.
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 Ordered it twice by accident. By myself. For real.
At the Cheesecake Factory?
I was by myself. And I'm, Jesus, it's so terrible life. Just by myself. And I went, yeah, I'll order it. Oops, wrong one. Oh, I'll just go to this channel. Oops, ordered it twice. Now I got to be on the phone with the cable company. And I only got home in time for the Conor fight. That lasted about 7 minutes. So that was good. That was a great $120.
Do you think Ronda Rousey is going to win again and then retire?
Sure.
Yeah.
Probably.
I think that's what she
I
said.
I would retire. If...
Yeah. Who wants to be in a...
She doesn't have to do it anymore.
No. It wants to be in a job where the best case scenario is maybe you only get punched in the face once.
Like, God, some of those guys love it, though. It's a rush for them.
Yeah.
Connor.
I would fight one time against Dinklage in a ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese. And
that
then,
be great.
And then it's done.
Very hard to fight in a ball pit. I fought a kid once. I was an adult.
Wait, what?
I didn't really fight. I just threw him to the ground. Threw a ball right at my head like 3 times. I said, all right. Just kind of tossed him.
Dude, don't underestimate.
I was in high school. He was a little kid.
Don't underestimate the power of a McDonald's ball pit fight.
What is this?
It's the John Williams collection, so it's...
Yeah, but
I know it. Indiana Jones?
The winner of this gets a free Subway sandwich from me any day of the week that they choose.
Awesome. Tonight. oh, fuck.
This is how we're ending the podcast, by the way.
God, come on.
It is John
Brain.
Williams. You're right with that, Brad.
So it might be a Steven Spielberg film. So it would be...
I know what it is.
It's not Hook.
Disney.
You can't just say a company.
I was just seeing if you reacted to Disney.
Viacom.
Disney? Planes?
Come on, those trumpets. That trumpety fanfare?
Give us one person who's in the movie.
Yikes, that'll give it away.
Oh, we'll give it away.
Okay.
No, we got to do this. This is part of life. What would
struggling?
The Rock do?
Get up.
Oh, wait.
I mean,
it's
one
the
of you is going to be...
Could know.
James Horner did the music.
James Horner. That doesn't help me.
I think he just passed away, too.
The star, James Horner?
James Horner.
Okay.
I'll give you one clue. Emilio Estevez is not in it.
So it's not Mighty Ducks.
It's fantastical. There's suspense. There's love. There's heartbreak. There's violence.
Neverending Story?
Close.
Shit.
Okay.
That's a good one.
But no, Neverending Story is... Turn around...
That's true.
This has got to do it for you. A Subway
Pocahontas?
Sandwich. Fuck you. A Subway sandwich. Sorry, I didn't mean that. A Subway sandwich is on the line.
A Narnia.
You're getting closer to a world.
Harry Potter.
That is beyond belief.
A no. Fucking.
A world.
It's not Jurassic Park.
Done.
Lost World?
No. I'm going to cry from the music, but also because you guys are so far off.
Schindler's List.
Jesus, man.
Wait,
maybe.
I know. I got to get this now.
Norm, do you have an idea? Jesus.
Man, not now, representation. Trying to guess songs.
The audience, by the way, is freaking out because they know the answer to this.
I'm sure they do. Problem is, I can't type into Google search.
Brad, come on.
Saying that is going to help me. I don't know this.
No. Don't tell me. I want to know.
Oh, you're Spotifying it. You son of a bitch.
Spotifying it?
Is he?
No, I'm not. I'm on Instagram story.
Okay.
You should know this fucking song, Brad.
Three Ninjas.
Jesus.
Son of a...
I don't know it.
If the whole song goes, guess what? You both don't get a sandwich, but you have to buy me a Buca di Beppo family-sized ravioli.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You better get it, Brent, because I'm... That's very mystical.
I mean, if I give you one actor's name, you'll both get it, and I kind of then...
Hook!
No,
that had to be. That was close.
But it was a great guess. But again, you're in the world of fantastical amazement and wonderment and fantasy. Hook. There's a character I could say or an actor I could say.
And I would give it away?
Yeah. And then I kind of...
Pan? Peter Pan?
Dude, Hook? There's one Pan. You don't need to clarify the
Hook.
First name.
Guess that.
By the way, if I did say the one name, I would then be a race to the buzzer, and I would like to see who would say it first.
All right.
So I think we're going to do that because the whole song is pretty much played.
Okay.
Okay.
In fact, I think it did play. Jesus. I mean, you don't get a song based on this part. All right, ready?
This is the subtle stuff I like.
There's one actor in it.
Okay.
And he goes...
Yeah, I know that part.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ting, ting, ting.
The actors.
Sword fighting.
Sword fights and horses and a castle too.
Cinderella?
What? If I said glory hole, would you say Pinocchio? You're so far off right now.
Horses and
There's
fighting?
Horses and a sword fight and animals chasing people and a baby got stolen.
Tarzan?
Willow. Yes, Brad.
How did I not know Willow?
Is it
Willow?
How did I not know Willow?
A disgrace.
I
mean, that should
have... God damn it.
You know what? Fuck Willow. Fuck that game. Fuck John Williams.
I will fight you outside.
The game sucks. I get my own goddamn sup. Fuck this shit.
Brent, we're going outside and fighting right now.
I can't fight anymore, dude. Legally, I'll go back to the cell. Back to the cell. You know, I've never been arrested. Back to the fucking cell. God, Willow's so annoying just from that song. Fuck Willow.
I'm going to punch you in the knee.
I've actually never seen Willow.
How can you talk shit then?
Because fuck that thing.
You've never
man.
Seen Willow? It's now going to be my duty to get you high and watch that.
I would love to do
Brad,
that.
When's the last time you saw Willow?
Like 5 years ago.
Maybe we should all do
Why?
That.
Why?
Because I'm a little person and it's like my Bible.
Yeah, it really is. It's incredible. You know there are little people in it?
Hell yeah. Name the lead actor.
Warwick Davis.
Davis.
Warwick Davis.
Right. I actually forgot his name.
Emilio Estevez. Next week's
Val
the references.
And Val Kilmer's in it. He plays Mad Mardigan.
Yeah.
Mad Mardigan.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't sound like that.
Kevin Pollak's in it.
I'll get you, Willow.
Okay.
No, it's not what he says.
There it is.
He's not John Lovitz from The Critic.
I'll get you, Willow.
Willow, not that good.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch that stoned.
All right, let's do it.
Great having you. Ninth time.
Yeah.
Goes by fast every time.
Apologize, everybody, for the outburst. I don't like losing, so.
You really don't.
Brad, apologize.
There was a little bit of genuine.
That was genuine anger.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, though.
It's all right. Take that into the holidays.
Goddamn trash game. That's what it is.
All right. Well,
goddamn
all right.
Idiot bitch game.
We'll go racing street luging. He'll probably beat me in that.
By the way, idiot
Brent
bitch
died
game.
Died street luging. The funniest part of ever street luging, the last thing I'll say, is that if you go too fast and you don't push down on the sides, if it's a big enough skateboard, it starts to wobble really quickly, and that is the funniest tumble ever, because if you're watching a friend do that, you know he's about to tumble. He knows he's about to tumble. He doesn't know where he's going to tumble, and then it's usually really painful.
All right.
That was a really enjoyable experience in my child.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Jesus Christ. Brad was looking for an out.
God.
And he just had to force it there at the end. But anyway, have a great holidays. I'll see you before then, but the podcast listeners won't. So we'll see you in 2017 for your 10th time.
Yeah. I'll have something to promote.
Okay. Now that's it. Now that's the salt. That's the ending we were looking for.
Star Wars. Come on. Donald Glover did it with the web. You guys do it for me. I'll be in Star Wars as Willow.
night, everybody.
Show. That's the show.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.